Okay. Kuf Chav Hey. Just Dalet. Yeah? Okay. So we're in the study of Kedusha. In the last host, we were discussing different areas. We've been discussing different areas of Kedusha. At least the Klolim, Arayas, Emuna, Vedeus, and also Machal Zasuris. Right, those are the three areas, Bechlal, about Kedusha. We learn the three places that one can be Yonik to help him on his path to Kedusha. It's a difficult path. Torah Mitzvahs, the Chagim Lizmanim, right? We just went through Purim. And then the most difficult of all is the Shiras HaTayvus HaRatzim. Okay. Oz Dalet. Amnam, Masha Mafi L'char B'zeh, what's wondrous with all of this, Shemitzad Echad Anu Roim Godol HaFlogis Mitzvahs Kedoshim Tiyo B'tar Kedoshim. We've seen many times, and the Sivisham has brought many, many psukim again and again. Kedushim Tiyu, Viska Dishtem, again, Kedusha, Kedusha, Kedusha. The Torah, once it starts talking about Kedusha, it doesn't stop. B'marim Chazal, B'zohar Kodosh, B'svarim HaKedoshim, all the Svarim, the Zohar. We've brought many Svarim. Discuss how important, how holy it is to be holy. Mitzad Sheni, says in Sivisham, and this was in his day, with a chassidus, right? He says, "Muznaches mitzvazu v'nidcheches atzida." We see nowadays how it's been pushed aside, it's been rejected, this mitzvah. You know what story I'm going to tell? You know what story I'm going to tell? I definitely told this story before. That there's a set of svarim that I have. And maybe I've already heard it already. Maybe I've already heard it before, but it doesn't matter, I'm telling it anyway. I don't care.
Why do you have to say the set of svarim, not the svarim themselves?
What?
No, go on.
So there's a set. I'm telling this story to Yehuda. I don't think anyone. I think maybe he didn't hear the story yet. So I set a svarim when I came to the Eish years ago in the beginning. So I asked the Rebbe for a set of svarim on Midos. Or a safe one. So he told me a set called Chovas Adam Bo'olamo. The Mechaber's alive. I never met him. I don't know who he is. But he's still writing. And he put it on Midos. Each meeting has like a little safer. It's really very nice. Amazing how he did it. He built up the whole sugya. It's really great. So that he gets one day, he gets the chelik tes. Chelik tes is taiva and shlitas atzmas. Right? Working on your taivas. Controlling yourself. The fattest safer by far. I mean, it's much larger. Twice, three times the size of some of the other midas. Okay? It's a big avoda. I was learning it. This is many, many years ago. And it was gewaldic. As I asked my brother-in-law at the time, can you go to the store? He was coming to America, you know, bring back some of the, like a set, I think it was. And he goes and he speaks to him, and he sees the set. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Yud. Yud, Aleph. He goes, where's the test? So the Mechaber Svarim said, it's the most unpopular of all of the Svarim. Nobody wants to buy it. Taivas and Shlitas Atzmas. People will work on their Gaifel, they'll work on their Kavod, they'll work on their Seder, they'll work on their Anav, they'll work on all the things. But Taivas and Shlitas Atzmas, and there's reasons for that, and a lot of it's because, well, it's Mutter, why take that away from me? Right? It's difficult. Ah, but the Torah and the Svarim and the Zohar, and they say that you should be working on it. So see, Mishalem, we see. That's not something that we're working on. Nowadays, we're working on a lot of things, even Bizman Azeh. We're working on Torah, working on Tefillah, Shemir Salash, and working on a lot of things. But when it comes to Achila, we're not working on it so much. We're going the other way. He says it's a wonder to see such a thing. Gam ha-medaktikin b'chol anyan chumras yaseiris. Says in Ziva Shalom, people who are medaktik in so many chumras, coming to Pesach, this amount of chumras, the shaychim b'chol ha-mitzvahs, they're involved in chumras and you say in extra bonuses by all mitzvahs. Yeshem asher mezalzelin benogei lemitzvahs kedoshim tiyu. They're mezalzel, right? Zol means, if you go to Eretz Yisrael and you see a sign that says zol, it means it's cheap, right? Isn't there a store called Zolpo? Cheap here, right? Lower prices, it's like bingo, you know? Mezalza. So that doesn't mean they're be disgracing us, but they're making it's not as a chazak them. It's cheap. The kedushim to you.
Is he trying to make a fact that you're going through extras and not doing the basic? Is that what he's trying
no,
to say?
No, he's just saying that if you're doing chumras everywhere else, but by kedushim to you, you're not working on it.
But the mitzvah.
This one they're not working on. That's the point. Kedushim to you. They're not working. Yeshem Hashem Zalzim Benogel Mitzvahs Kedushim to you. Hein Benogel Shor Meirah. Vehein Benogel Asay Tov. When it comes to Kedushim to you, people are not doing what they should be doing. Not in the Shor Meirah, staying away from bad stuff. Vehein Benogel Asay Tov, not doing proactively, you know, proactive, good, up, positive holiness. Vafil Ba'ofen Sheish Chashashas Yisur Torah. Even when it comes to Achshash Yisur Torah, we're not talking about the extras. Even when it comes to Yisur Torah, Mamish could go into stockless, seeing things they shouldn't see, Vehirhurim Asurim, and thinking different things. People are not as careful as they should be. Even when it comes to Abu Zrayus, of Gilead Rise, and different things. Shekol Zeh, Nasel Devoneinu Meha Mitzvah Sh'adam Dash Ba'akav. If it's become to our, you know, our, whatever the word is, our sadness, our whatever. These are mitzvahs that have been dosh ba'kav, that have been trampled on, right? Vahi ekev tishmun, Rashi brings down. Right? Even those mitzvahs that are trampled on the feet, no. Be mechazik them, bring them up. Kedoshim to you has become one of those mitzvahs. I think it still applies still today. I think Kedusha is not like what people really work on first. Again, Torah and Tefillah, Tzedakah, Chumrezim, you know, Matzah and things like that. Kedoshim to you, not so much. So here's some Rabbi Divrei Tana Devilio. How can we explain this in a way we can understand? Right, not in a way of musser. Right, like, oh, you just don't want to work on it. That's not the mahalach of Chassidus. So he says there's a Tana Devilio, Rabbi Elio Navi himself. So Lama b'nei Yisrael domen b'olam hazeh yitzel avin shabashamayim. L'melv basar v'dam sheish l'banam v'adam harbe. Right? So in this world, right, Kadosh Baruch Hu called Yisrael, it's like a melech. And his children, his avadim, of course. Amr says the king, right? This Tana de Belio brings this as a mashal. Says the king, Etzaref, which means, and they put in parentheses, Baruch Hashem, Evchon, I'm going to test them. Right? It could be I refine them. I'm going to test them as Banam. I'm going to test my children. Says the king, of course it means a Kadosh Baruch. Mi Shehavani V'yarei Mimeni. Who really loves me? Who is in awe of me? Umi Sherak Yarei Mimeni V'ayinu Ovon. Who only is fearful of me, who's in awe of me, but he doesn't love me. Let's go with fear. Who loves me and fears me, and who only fears me, right? Classic king, you fear. But who also loves me? Ma'as, so what did the king do? Amaru bona mavoi. He went and he built a big alleyway. Vasa besocha chatzar, and in the alleyway he made a chatzar. Sounds like Mesechas Erevin, right? So he has an alleyway, and then in the alleyway he has a chatzar, a courtyard. U besocha chatzar, and then even in the chatzar, asa pishpish katan. He makes a little bit of a room over there, a corridor, in the chatzar, in the alley. V'huyotza the meshurim. And somehow, that little room in the chatzar, in the mavoi, opens up to these open areas. Gedolim, yotze le meshurim gedolim. Sheshaman, and that, in those open areas, efshar l'kabel p'nei melech, you can go find the king. But it was a ways. It wasn't so simple. You had to go into the mavoi, then you had to find into there, dafka into that chatzar, and find the room that's in there, and then in that place, it's opened up where you can go and find the king. V'hamelech yodeya, and the king knew, kimisha ohev, oh so, anybody who truly loves him, mitza'er gufo v'nichnas l'pishpesh katan, would pain himself, stress himself out, whatever, I'm not sure what the better word is, in order to get into that room. And it wasn't easy to get there, it would take some effort, but those who really loved him would come and make that effort, the extra effort. Right? As opposed to, if you just fear the king, then you just walk right by. You're not looking for him. Right? Ahava means you're looking to connect. Yiriz, you're looking to just not mess up. Big difference. So this is how the king set it up. Who's going to come search for me? Ukeinza Isa began Bezuta. There's Elio Zuta as well. I'm not sure the difference. Elio Rabbe, Elio Zuta, both from Elio Anavi, I believe. And not a similar mashal. Mashal Melech Shailo Banim Vavadim. That's a mashal to a king. He has sons and avadim, slaves, servants. Vahayu Yoshvin Ma'avar Lechomish Al Barzan. The king set himself up on the other side of a, you know, an iron wall. So he has his kids and his avadim on one side, and he's on the other side. Vahayam Melech Machriz, and the king made an announcement. Call me, Shoivosi. Anybody who loves me, Yale Alachoma Shal Barzal. Has to climb over the iron wall. Simple mashal. Hamashal zeh matim l'nyaneinu, says the Nesiv Shalom, that this mashal, these mashalim are matim. They're appropriate for what we're talking about. The mitzvah kedoshim to you, and this mitzvah. Shehiya nekuda hakasha b'chayodim. Kedusha is a very, is, he says, it's the most difficult of all of the avodas. Especially when it comes to things that are not actually usher. Those things that are mutter, kedushim tiyu, right? Kadesh anzbecha mutterloch. Very, very difficult. Even those things that are not actually usher, but they're not pashit, and they could maybe one day lead to an isser, also difficult because the type of a person, it's hard.
Could I ask a question now? I'm just, the two mashalim, we're talking about kumvase, and it seems like we're talking about like refraining from doing something.
So let's keep reading what it's saying. Okay. So he says, so this is, these mashalim again, are talking about kedushim tiyu, which is a nekuda kashav chai adam, which is a difficult, the most difficult nekuda in our lives. Kedusha means many things, Kedusha, remember. Kedusha means in Yoni Arayis, which means Histaklis, which means Hehurim Ra, it means in Emunah and Deus. There's a Kedusha in the way you think, in their perspectives. Right? Kadosh Adzmecha B'Mutiloch might not be, or and the third one is Machal Sasurus, right, eating. So a lot of things with Kedusha, it's actually, these things are also. It's okay, that's Pasha. When it comes to Kadosh Adzmecha B'Mutiloch, there already you need the proper Das and Hashkofa. Because there's no this food is not usher, but the way it's presented, the amount of it, I'm not going to start getting into Pesach programs, but obviously Rebbe's discussing these things as well, right? It takes a certain das and emunah. You're not going to not going to Pesach program only. I'd like to piggyback off Rebbe, you know, I don't get, but machal zasurus, it's kosher, arayas, whatever. They're from people. I don't know, but when it comes to das and emunah and hashkafas, that's already where these operate the men from the boys. And that's already not so posh. So I'll upon him. Umakifas chadam b'chol inyanav. And Kedusha surrounds a person in all his areas. Bimocho in his mind, like we just said, libo, his heart, ve'evarav. Right? Kedusha is not just doing acts. Did you do it? Did you not do it? Like we discuss all the time in our lives. It's not, life is not just about acts. It's also about how we think, how a person feels. Deos, deosof. His perspectives, his knowledge, rikshosav, his emotions, the chukosav, his desires. What do you desire in life? Right? Do you desire ruchnis? Do you desire gashmis? Will a kaddish as enav, oznav, piv? Person has to be mekaddish. Designate his eyes, his ears, his mouth, veivar of all of his limbs, the cholchedri betin, and everything on the insides, designated towards the kaddish baruch hu. Right? We said kedusha, right? To focus in, separate yourself from those things, designate yourself to kaddish baruch hu. So our entire life really is filled with kedusha. If we would focus in on this sugya, like we've discussed, how sometimes that when you're learning a certain sugya, if that's what you want to work on, you focus in on it. So let's say kedusha is that. Let's say you choose kedusha, you would find every moment you can really be working on kedusha. Sometimes it's staying away from ra, and sometimes it's proactively designating your thoughts and your feelings and your actions towards even extra holy things. Every moment you could. Sometimes you're walking in the city and you have to, mamash, be careful. Sometimes you're walking outside and there's nobody around and you could be on the bonus level. What are you thinking about right now? You're just draying, or are you thinking about avodas Hashem? Not that you have to be thinking every single second, but, right? Kedusha is an act. It can be something that it's all the time. Koza, and I would suggest that if a person is, if we do choose that to be an avoda that we work on all the time, it would make some parts of the avoda easier. Right, if you're really thinking about kedusha all the time, that I want to be a kadosh. What does that mean? How do I do that? What should I be thinking about? And he's really working on the sugya. It probably, okay, I can't say for sure, but it'd probably be easier if you do get into a real sticky situation in kedusha. You're already in the game. You're not just now you have to make up a game plan because it just things coming your way. You've been working out the whole time.
If you're not working on bitachon, you can't get into the situation and then say okay bitachon.
This is how it is with yeah. And you could, meaning if a situation arises, you can, whatever you got, you can bring to the table, but it's certainly better to be working on this again, you know, preempting the strikes, right? So whatever we're working on, and a person can take 6 months, this 6 months that you work, and be talking for 6 months, and you come to Kedusha 6 months, you come back to be talking, your Bitachon will be higher because of the Kedusha, and then your ensuing Kedusha will be higher because of the Bitachon. That's how it works in Avodas Hashem also. You go around. You don't just stay on one thing forever. A few months here, a few months there, back this way. You go through the series, whatever it is. A mida, what is it, a week you guys do? A month, right? So and you keep moving. Kol zeh, lo shayich elo b'misha oiv l'kadosh baruch hu b'chol libo v'nafsho. He says the Nesiv HaShalom is something very, very deep, very sadistic. Then when it comes to Kedusha, to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way to find in the alley, in the Chatzar, in the Pishpish Katan, to want to climb over the wall, it's not going to come because of Yira. Yes, actual Isurim will come because of Yira. You'll be able to neutralize that Isur. I fear the king. I don't want to touch that thing. That I can't. Mamas, I can't look at that. But when it comes to anything extra, to climb over the wall to get to the king, that's only if you have Ahava. Only if you want to be connected. Ahava means I want to connect. Then I'll look for the king. You come home, the kids are always looking for you. Because they love you, not because they fear you. Right? They also, or they just want to ask you things. But sometimes they just love it. They just want to be with the parents. Right? There was the joke is, if your kids are ever hiding and you want to find them, all you have to do is sit down on the couch. So you sit down on the couch, they find you. It's like a joke like that. It's also just real life. In the mashal, that's that little room that you have to press yourself to get into. That's the chomash of barzal you have to climb over and put a lot of efforts into. No one's going to push their way, fight their way to get into that place. Wake up early, do all the extras of life, unless you have a hava. No one's getting up at 5:20 in the morning because of the Yiras Hashem. Maybe there are people, not anybody that we know. If you love Torah, you love a Kodesh Baruch, you want to connect, then you'll get up early. Then you'll push yourself. You'll find those nakudas that are hidden, that are beyond, that you have to push yourself. Right? You're going to look for those extras to do. That only comes with a hava. Ahava is you're ready to give yourself over. Ahava, right? Have to give. You get ready to give yourself over to the beloved. Anila do diva do dili. I'm to my beloved. I'm ready to give myself over to my beloved. I'll climb over walls. I'll do acts of precious. Precious doesn't come from Yira, even though it sounds like it. Precious is an act of Yira. It doesn't come from Yira. It comes from Ahava. It comes from when a person wants to get to the next madriga. Aval elu shlo ahavim. But those who shalom, those who don't love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're not going to push themselves into Mesiris Nefesh situations. If it came his way, okay, Yira, Mesiris Nefesh, he'll fight. But he's not looking for those situations. He's going to look for easier mitzvahs to do, and he's going to find a little bit of an easier life. I'll do what the king says, like I don't have to go out and do extra. No. And based on this, we can explain why the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you is not found amongst the 630 mitzvahs, even though it's mentioned many, many times. Why doesn't it mention any of these inyanim that are in the makifin and the surrounding areas of Kedusha? He brings, this is one of my favorite, the Nesiv Shalom is in the Parsha, which I haven't done in a very long time, happens to be. We used to do it. Then it causes B'Joshua Saran. Right, the Josh is a Ran, so sometimes Ran is Rabbi Nachman, sometimes Ran is actually the Rishon, the Ran, Ben Unisim, I think it's Rabbi Unisim. So here's the quoting, the Josh is Ran is the Rishon. He doesn't quote Rabbi Nachman, I don't think ever. So the Josh is a Ran says, it's a famous sefer, B'nisayin ha'akeda, when it came to the Akeda, shall Avram Avinu olav l'shalom. Shall Kodesh Baruch Olam Avram, Kodesh Baruch says Avram Avinu, kach nos bincha, es yichidcha, asher hafto. Right? Kach na, can take your firstborn son, the one that you love. Is anybody who's seen this Nesiv HaShalom? I once saw this, I never forgot this. Kach na loshen bakasha. Says the Ran, the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked was kach na. Na is loshen bakasha. Loshen please. Please take. Now, when Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, dibur, he tells you a strict command. Now we're talking about Avraham Avinu bring up his son. This is not a simple thing to do. You would think that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to come, tzav, right? Let's fix Parsha, tzav, because it needs a little bit of extra motivation, push, because it's a chisar on kiss. If Kadosh Baruch Hu has to give a little bit more of a command, tzav. So you think when it comes to Avram bring up Yitzhak in the Akeid, Kadosh Baruch Hu would have to use every single powerful, lush, and expression of, you better do this, in order to motivate Avram to do it. But Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. He does the complete opposite. Kachna, can you please take up your child to shecht him as an ola? Actually, this week's parsha, tzav works out, right? Yitzchak was an ola. You think you can do that for me? Kosher Bell, is it okay? Like, I don't do that. I know you're asking me, please. Like, maybe we don't do that. That's, you know, I could bring something else for you. Lashon Makasha, Eini Mitzava Oscha Lasos. The way the drasha around learns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not commanding you to do it. Achim Tas Im Tas Azos Yeli Nachas Ruch. But if you do this for me, says the Kodesh Baruch, it'll bring me a Nachas Ruch. If you take up your son and take a knife and shecht him, and maybe light him on fire, maybe even, I don't know, carbon, that would make me happy. This is what Avram Avinu is hearing in a Nevuah from Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's insane. Right? Nachas Ruch, we like to always say, is what? Neshama, Chaya, Ruach. Right? We have five parts of the Neframa. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Chida. Nachas Ruach is when a person goes above a little bit. Of course, anybody who does the regular things he's supposed to do, you're happy. Right? When your kids play with the toys, I love this, it's my favorite. You know, they clean up the toys and say, Tati, can I have a candy? I'm like, wow, you do what you're supposed to do. And sometimes I do give it to them. But I always say back to them, that's what you're supposed to do. You have to, that, right? It's not everything's a bonus. So when's the Nachas Ruach? When you go a little bit above. When it's the Ruach, when you start with the love, second level. Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. Nachas Ruach, right? That's also Reich Nechoch, the Karbonos. Now, Vim lo hayosa zos, Vim lo hayosa, lo hayonech shel oven. Avinu, if you don't do this, it's not an oven. It's not a sin because I didn't command you. Please. And in this act, Avram Avinu, this was the last of the Nisyonos. This is the mice that the creme de la creme, the cream of the cherry on top that Avram Avinu proved to Kadosh Baruch Hu how much he loved him. Lishchor es bino, he was ready to shecht his son. Avo pi shalon etstave, even though he wasn't commanded. Kadesh yasa chifetz Hashem yizbarach levai, because he just wanted to do what Hashem desired. I mean, we have no shaykhus to this mandrega at all. But if a Kodesh Baruch would have come and said, you have to do this, there's no shayla. Avram Avinu would have done it. He's an Eved Hashem. There's nothing to talk about. But once you say, you know, if you want to, it would make me happy. But it goes against every single grain of Avram Avinu's life. Take up his own son, who he waited 100 years for, to kill a human being. Because the Kodesh Baruch says, it would make me happy. Could you drive, you know, there's a restaurant I like in California. There's a restaurant I like. You think you could drive there for 3 days and bring me back? I'll wait. And it's Sunday. By Shabbos, can you bring me back a bowl of chalons from my favorite place? You know, but if you don't do it, I understand. Like, it's okay. Nobody would go do that. That doesn't make any sense. This was the test. Only someone who 100%, more than 100%, loved you would go do that to serve you.
What's funny is in the psukim it says, the malach, second malach says, Kiyar Elokim.
That's at the end. You have to know what that means.
Interesting. I know, but it's...
But Avram Avinu was his ikr yeah, mahus was Ahava. Al derech zeh yesh lefarsh metzis kedoshim tiyu. So based on this, we can understand kedoshim tiyu. Right? To designate yourself totally to Kadosh Baruch Hu, kedosh ein Hashem lekechem, because Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm holy, you should be holy. Shal derech maimer Hashem lefnei matan Torah, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu said before matan Torah, v'matem tiyu memleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, should be a kingdom. Kohanim, a holy nation. And zet sivoy, it's not a sivoy that you're going to be a holy nation. You have to be a holy nation. It's elegila ritzon, yizbarach. This is my rutz, is that my nation, my babies, my people, should be people of Kedusha, which means separating from things in the world that I created, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I created all this stuff, even that which is mutter. I created 16 types of flavors, every type of meat possible, and every type of chicken, and all the zachin, and I created all that, and it's kosher. It's all kosher. If you want to make yourself kaddish, because you're a goy kaddish, you have it inside of you to separate yourself from these things. That would bring me nachas ruach. But you don't have to. It's not a sin. It's not a sin. You could go and eat every piece of meat on the meat board, or the smorgasbord, or the board this, the board that. I'll tell you, Doug. Don't worry. If that's what you want, go do it. But if you do hold yourself back, it would bring me mamash nachas ruach, says Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a big test. V'zebuchin is pishpish katan. That's the pishpish katan. These are vodas to separate ourselves. So it's not just separating ourselves. It's entering into Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. That's why we have to start looking at it. It's not separate yourself from the meat board. Separate yourself from the extra taiva. Right? That's the musar way. That's the harder way. That's not our way. Our way is, No, it's you're entering into a certain yichud of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. See, the people who eat that stuff, or again, I'm not giving muss to anybody. Everybody has their own inyana, but people who see these things or do these things, they're on the outside of that room. That's fine. They're close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if anybody wants to get closer, you can't be involved with that stuff because you're not allowed to bring that stuff into the room. If you're holding on to a piece of meat, they stop you at the door. They say, the Shomer Psachim says, no, you can't come in over here. Not because they don't love you, just you're just not at that madriga right now. You need the VIP pass. You have to really want it. So again, it's a different way of looking at it. It's a level of ahava that you love. You want to enter into this special yichud, that special room.
So in
so those who want to raise up.
In Chitsonia, it looks like Yira, it looks like Vrubit. In the Pnimi, it's all Kumvase Ahava.
The Avoda is Yira, but the motivation is Ahava.
Right, okay.
Chitsonia, yeah.
That's exactly. Why the Mashal is Kumvase.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. Okay. It's a very important point. It not only is that that's the way it works, it's also, it makes it a little bit easier in certain ways. Right? If a person is, everything's about Yira, don't do this, don't do that, and he doesn't say, okay, how many things enough? Like, give me a little bit in this world. But if you say, no, that's not the right perspective. You can live a higher life. You can live a better life, a more clean life. A person who wants to go on a diet, he wants to have a clean diet, whatever, clean. Everything's clean. No, what's the
processed
word? Processed foods. Because you want to live healthy. You want to be happy. You want to breathe. Your body wants to. That's the pish katan. Enter into that place of happiness. Yes, you have to cut yourself off. You have to trim things. But you're trimming fat in order to feel healthier. That's the ikar. That's the pish katan. That's the chomos barzel. Sharak zesh ovis kodesh baruch hu. Only those who love a kodesh baruch hu, which that itself is a big sugi. We learned about ahavas Hashem. It's a sugi that has to be worked on, right? You're not going to be able to get into the pish katan, which the VIP pass is ahava, unless you work on it. It doesn't just happen. Intellectually, yeah, okay, we get it. But like, what is that? What does that mean? How do I do that? Now you have to go to Ahavas Hashem, right? Everything, right? You can learn the Svarim, you can say a lot of words. Like, Ahavas Hashem, you should have Yiro, you should have Avi, you should have Kedusha, you should have Dveikus. You're like, oh, Gevald, yeah, it's true. Yeah, but Lamaisa, how do I do that? Like, what is that Ahavas Hashem? Because if you ask a lot of people on the street, what is Ahavas Hashem? They'll be like, learn Torah. No, that's what Ahavas Hashem is. Learn Torah, do mitzvahs. That's what Hashem loves, that's what you should do. Of course that's true. But what's the ahava? Meaning, then everything's ahava. But then where's your... Yeah, there's, everything's a sugya. Everything's... If a person wants to really enter into the avoda, it's a sugya. You have to learn the sugya. Right? We all understand this intellectually. We get it. It makes sense. And we'd love to do that. But again, those people who want to work on Kedusha and want to get into the pish katan, he needs to figure out how to work on the sugya of ahava. That's a good start. What does that mean? What's b'chol avavcha? What's b'chol nafshach? I have to actually give up my life? What's b'chol me'odecha? Okay. That's part of the sugya. That's the source and the Torah of the sugya. But what does that mean, l'maisa? Okay. Everything is a sugya. Akopanim, but it takes a hava to get to a kadosh baruch hu be'emes, nidchak likanas l'pesochim, to push yourself to get into that room, into that yichud, that achdus, that zivug. This mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is the test and the test. The mivchan, like a written test, and the nisayon, the test of experience. Hachayim of life. This is the test of life of a Jew on the emanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on his trustworthiness towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much do you really love? Right, when it comes to bodyguards, right, Secret Service, they're not doing it out of fear. They're not going to jump in front of a bullet into the president because of fear. It's not because they love the president, I guess, or they love their nation, and they're doing it to serve the nation. It's not Yira, it's a Hava. It's Nir Snefesh, right? You don't proactively jump in to a situation unless it comes from a Hava. Most times, there are times with Yira, but here it's a Hava. Okay, we should be Zochem, Mr. Hashem, to understand the Kedusha, to Hava. Go for it.